This podcast contains strong language and adult themes, so if that's not your cup of tea, go and find something else. But if it is, then we're happy to have you. So welcome. Da 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 da. Sting it at da 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 da. Sting it at da. I'm Holly, I'm single and I live in Manchester.
And I'm Jess, I'm a married mum of two and live in Devon.
Despite our differences, we are still the best of friends and we have been since the day we were born.
So welcome to our podcast, Two Kids and a Best Friend, where we discuss everything from night feeds to nights out, pop culture, embarrassing stories and confessions.
It's nice to be back, isn't it?
How are you feeling?
I had my wisdom teeth out. I only had three remaining. Sorry. Because I had one out as an emergency when I was at uni. But
yeah.
I've got quite big teeth, right? So there's little to no room left in my mouth as it is.
You do actually have quite big teeth, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's a Clemens thing. It's a family thing. It is, yeah. Honestly. I had to have them out because they would cause me so much pain. They were through quite a lot. They'd been coming through since I was like 10. And it was just awful. So I was dreading it because I've never had any kind of anaesthetic before.
Yeah.
I've only had like local injections when I've gone to like dentists before. But yeah, so I had them all out. But my mum came in with me because, you know, she's a nurse and she knows what's what.
Yeah.
They gave me a cannula. So put that in my arm and then put in an like sedative injection. All of a sudden, like, the room just started to go fuzzy and that was all I remember.
Yeah.
And mum said apparently she knew that I was like feeling the drugs because there was a point where, like, because they try and keep talking to you to kind of see where you're at. So she was like asking me what fake tan I use and all of this, and she then said, mum went, oh, she's come all the way down from Manchester to get her wisdom teeth out. She works up there, and the nurse went, oh yeah, so what do you do up in Manchester then? And I just went, work.
I wish your mum recorded you.
And then apparently I just nodded off, and all I remember is them going like, oh, open wide, Holly, open wide. And I think that was like towards the end. They plonked me in a wheelchair.
That's so weird, isn't it? What a surreal sensation to like go through.
I know. And I remember the nurse in recovery just being so full of beans and trying to make me stand up and walk. And I just wanted to be like, go away, let me sleep. Yeah. Like, I'm chill. And then I went home and had the best sleep of my life. But when I woke up, my God, I was like Quasimodo. My face was huge for days, like massive.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, in that video with Fat Boy, you can see your face is all like swollen.
I know, right? And everyone there was saying to me, your face doesn't even look swollen. I was like,
nah, I
yes,
saw
because
it.
You
I
don't
saw
know
it
me
straight away.
I know. And that was it better. It was way worse than that.
Well,
honestly.
When we were meant, you like, you were wishful thinking, weren't you, thinking that you were going to be able to record a podcast the day after.
Yeah, what's wrong with me? I could barely speak. I was drooling blood. So I just want to say I'm really sorry, everyone, that we didn't have another episode out recently. But thanks for sticking with us. Because even now I've still got a mouthful of stitches, but it doesn't hurt as much anymore. So, yes.
And I know that we have missed two episodes recently. And my husband, Ollie, has said to me, I can tell you two are going to give it up soon. But we are not. We are much here to stay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ollie, for your vote of confidence.
He's not very supportive, like, to be fair.
Do you know what? When you text me that, I just put OF off, Ollie.
He was like, it's the beginning of the end. That's two in a couple of weeks you haven't done. And I said, look, Ollie, we're real people with real lives. These other people don't have to do all the groundwork to it and everything with their famous podcast. So they don't have to miss weeks and stuff. And if they do, if one of them misses a week, they have like a celeb guest that they can get on and join in. And they have all the people that put in the groundwork. We don't.
We don't, exactly.
We have Holly.
Exactly. We have me. And today, my one day off this week, I'm going to be editing this.
This is how committed Holly is.
Yeah, one of us has got to be, haven't we? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Your social game is up in the
I'm getting good. I'm getting good videos. With the TikToks, aren't I? I'm learning editing quite well.
Yeah, you are, absolutely. So, how's your week been? Tell me the goss.
You're gonna love this story. I can laugh about it now, but at the time, I was almost getting divorced. So, start a little bit of context. We're moving house, aren't we? My dog, Molly, chewed through the blinds in the house. So in our front room, right, the blinds are like hanging off because when we go out, she's jumped up on the back of the snuggle chair and obviously gets stressed when we're not home. So she's chewed through wire and chewed the edge of some of our blinds and they were hanging off. And we were like, we cannot leave the new people blinds like that. So we've had to, bearing in mind I'm getting no money at the minute, we've had to take £150 out of our savings just to buy new blinds that we're not even gonna use. So anyway, last week Ollie's brother came round, fitted the blinds, brilliant. So every time we go out now, we pull out the chair so that Molly can't get up and chew the blinds. So that's just a little bit of background. So not last night, the night before, Ollie had a football presentation evening. Now, I say that lightly. It's a Sunday league football club. They were going to the local pub with a couple of trophies. It wasn't really a big presentation evening, but he made out it was. You know, it's a football presentation evening, blah, blah, blah. Like it's a big thing and it's not right. He ordered a couple of trophies off Amazon. So anyway, another thing, Molly had chewed through our phone charger. So we didn't have a phone charger. We have a really shitty one that's on a stand that charges your phone 2% per hour. So Ollie had used that to charge up his phone. My phone had nothing. So anyway, he was going out at 6:15. So he said, Jess, please can you drop me out before you put the kids to bed? So I was like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm in my full pajamas, and then I put on my New Balance trainers, the dad kind of sneaker type ones.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, I love them, but they don't look great with pajamas. So I had my full bright pink pajamas on, those trainers. So I get in the car and I don't have my phone. I leave it at home because it's dead. So anyway, Ollie locks the front door, gets in the car. I've got the two kids in the back. I drop him to the Goldenheim pub, say, right, see you later. He goes in, I drive home. Well, when I get home, he's taken the house key in his pocket into the pub. Now, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't get in the house. I have no phone. I've got two kids in the back. I'm in my full pajamas, so I can't drive back to the pub. And bearing in mind, I've got all my hair shoved back, no makeup on, pajamas, and not just not nice pajamas, pajamas that, when you wash them and they go into ankle biters, why do pajamas do that? I follow the instructions, but they all go into ankle biters. Do yours?
Yes. It's so annoying.
Isn't it the worst thing ever? They look horrible, don't they? So I have those pajamas on with my, American dad type sneakers on. There was no way I was walking into a full pub with Ollie's whole football team. So I was like, what the fuck do I do? What do you do in that situation? So what would have you done?
I'd have probably effed and jeffed and screamed. I'd have been so angry.
Yeah, so anyway, I drived up to my mum's house because I was the best I can do here is either mum jump in the car and run in the pub or I'll ring Ollie. So I get up to my mum's house praying it's a Friday night that she hasn't gone out. So luckily when I got there, mum was at home. So I run in and I'm
oh, I bet she was for God's sake.
So
yes.
I'm in my full pajamas, right? I run in, she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, mum, I've dropped Ollie to the pub. He's got the house key. I don't have a phone. I don't know what to do. I've got the kids in the car. I can't get in. No one's got... This is how unorganized me and Ollie are. No one in my family's got a spare key. We have got one key for our house, right? So this is the worst thing. So I was like,
you don't even have a key each.
We don't have a key each. Ollie lost his. So we've got one key. And the unorganized people we are...
Get yourself down to Timpson's today, love.
I know.
Another key.
Right?
Get one for a family.
It's ridiculous. Remember. Do you remember that time where you told me that you found the key outside our house?
I was going to drop something off to you, wasn't I? I can't remember now what it was, but I got, and you were like, oh, we're out. And I was like, oh, that's a shame, because, you know, it would have been nice to have caught up with you. Got to the front door, and your key was, I was just going to leave it outside your house. Your front door key was in the door, like outside the house. We had, like, left it,
yeah.
So I was like, oh. So I opened the porch and thought, well, I may as well put it in here now. Then I closed the front door and I thought, well, obviously the best thing for me to do now is to lock the door,
yeah,
and put the key through the letterbox. So I said to you, I went, don't worry, I've sorted it. I've put the key in the letterbox. So it's in the porch now. And you were like, that's our only key.
I was like, you've locked it. You were like, yeah, I've locked it. I was like, we don't have another fucking key. So then it was a Sunday. We had to ring a locksmith and pay 70 quid for a man to come out and unlock the door for us.
I thought I was doing the right thing.
And we still didn't learn our lesson, did we?
No.
So I get to my mum's house. So I ring Ollie. And he's like, all right. And I ring Ollie off my mum's phone. So I go, oh, Ollie, like, you've got the house key. And he was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I've had to come to my mum's house because I don't have my phone. I'm going to come back now. Can you please be outside with the key? And he went, yep, no problem. So I was like, okay, sorted. So bearing in mind, I now look at the car. We've got no petrol. I don't have my phone. I can't pay for it. Mum has to give me 20 quid to go get some petrol. And I was like, Mum, I'm going to have to borrow a jacket because I'm in my pyjamas and I can't walk into the petrol station like this. So she gives me a jacket, gives me 20 quid, sets me off on my way. So I go get petrol, drive to the pub, and I sit outside, right? And I sit there. And I sit there. And I sit there. And Ollie doesn't come out. So half an hour passes. Ollie has not come out of the pub. I didn't know what to do. I don't have a phone. I'm in my full pajamas. I've got two kids in the back. I was like virgin on tears. And like to the point where, you know, like if you're waiting in a car, half an hour's not too bad if you're on your phone scrolling through whatever. I didn't have a phone.
What do you do?
So I was just sat there staring at the clock, staring at the pub.
Sat there in your own thoughts. Oh, how awful.
Sat there cursing Ollie, saying to myself, I fucking hate him. Fucking wanker. Like, I didn't know what to do. So then I'm like, right, I'm going to have to get out the car now because I don't know what to do. I almost had to drive back to my mum's because I couldn't walk in. So I see a bloke walk out the back having a fag because he works there. So I was like, right, gonna have to quickly run out, ask him to run inside and get Ollie. So I go up to him and I go, excuse me. And he's like, yeah, what's the matter? And I went, do you mind if you could go inside, please, and get my husband? He's meant to be coming out to bring me something. Look at me, I can't go inside. So he was like, yeah, no problem. What's his name? I said, Ollie, wanker Ollie. He's doing a football presentation in there. So he's like, no problem, I'll get him. I was like, thank you so much. Turn around, go to walk back to the car. Two cars pull up, two load of people from Ollie's football team and their girlfriends. And I'm stood there in my pyjamas. Oh my God, I died inside. So I literally ran back to the car, sat inside, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. I was like, they have just seen me. Out gets these girls out of the car, hair all done, makeup done, crop tops, tight jeans. I'm in
who
my...
Who do they think they are, wags? It's only bloody Sunday league club team.
I know. So I am fucking stood there. I literally burst into tears, Holly, because I was so overwhelmed. Ollie comes running out. Oh, right, I've got the key. I went, where the fuck have you been? He went, well, I was waiting for you to ring me. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You're waiting for me to ring you. I've just rang you from my mum's phone because I didn't have my phone and you're waiting for me to ring you. With what fucking phone, Ollie? And he went, oh, I know, I didn't think. And I was like, pass me the fucking key. And he went, oh, Jess, I'm so sorry. Like, can I have a kiss? And I went, no, fuck off. Baron, I'm like crying because I'm so like mortified and upset and embarrassed and angry. Like, I was like, and like, he just shut the door and I like, you know, like stormed off, like accelerating the car, and I drove home and he messaged me and he was like, Jess, I'm so sorry. Like, I feel like a prick, blah, blah. I just ignored him for effect. I was so angry. I made him feel so guilty. But I was so angry. Like, I haven't felt anger like that in a long time. Like, can you imagine? Like, I was sat there for half an hour not knowing what to do. I was like, do I have to drive back to my mum's house now across town? Do I just, like, go, what do I do? Luckily, that bloke came out. I said to Ollie after, what did he do? And he said, a bloke just kind of walked in and went, Ollie? Like that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, did you show him a photo or something?
No, I just said, he's in there. I said, have you seen the football presentation? He went, yeah. I went, my husband's in there, called Ollie. And he just went in and just kind of went, Ollie? Like, looking around. And Ollie turned around and Ollie said he just looked down at his phone, looked up at the bloke and went, shit. Like that, like it clicked to him then.
Yeah.
And I was like, how long were you going to fucking wait in there before you came out? And he went, I probably wouldn't have come out, to be honest, Jess. Like, I was waiting for you to ring me. I was like, he is a wanker. I was like, and I texted my mum and she was like, he's fucking useless. Like, honestly. So after all of that, I come home. The chair hadn't been pulled out. Molly's chewed through the new fucking blinds. So to top off my anger, I came home to the blinds re-chewed through.
And what did you do in that moment?
Fuck it. I just thought, fuck it. Like, I can't be ass. I was like, they're going to have to... I'm not buying another pair of fucking blinds. So, yeah, that was my Friday evening.
I'm actually lost for words because I just know how angry I would have been in that scenario.
I know. And you were like, you can be worse than me when you're angry as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so never a dull day in my life. Never a dull
Divorce.
Day.
Well, it's like the blind leading the blind for you, pair.
Fucking useless, isn't it? Honestly, I'm to be fair, he made me a 3-course meal last night and got a bottle of wine and made up for it. And was very apologetic. So we're okay now. Yeah, we're on good terms now. But we were not. I was contemplating divorce. Fucking twat.
So what else we need to talk about this week is how I'm such a good friend to you.
Because...
Do you remember that story I said a few episodes ago? If you haven't listened, go back and listen. But I explained how I was a producer at Breakfast TV and I heard that Niall Horan was going to be on the programme. So I swapped shifts with my friend so I could be there for obvious reasons. I'm a huge One Direction fan. However, Jess was heavily pregnant with Ella at the time, could not wait for the baby to come out. So I was like, oh my God, so I'm going to get Niall to record a video saying, Jess, you know, congratulations, and call the baby Niall or something like that, because she didn't know she was having a boy or
a
girl.
I actually would have put Ella's middle name as Niall if that happened.
Should have been more like Holly, to be honest with you. He cancelled for whatever reason, and I was gutted because, like, one, I wanted to meet him, but two, I had that idea planned. And I said to you, I told you after, didn't I? I was like, I was going to do this. And you were like, oh, I can't believe it. What a nice thing to do and all of that.
Yeah.
But you didn't get Niall. But what did you get last Sunday from me?
We got Fat Boy.
From EastEnders.
Fat Boy from EastEnders. He is so nice, isn't he? You've known him a little while because you do podcasts with him, don't you, on Tottenham or whatever. So I've always said to you, oh, God, like, we're going to have to get him on the podcast one day. Like, I am like an EastEnders diehard fan. I love EastEnders so much. I loved Fat Boy's character. So
those were the glory days when he was in it, though.
Those were
the best years.
Yeah, he was such a good character, so funny. Loved him. So I've always said to you, like, oh my God, I really want to meet him one day. I really want to, like, see him. We have to get him on the podcast. So you obviously met him. Was that the first time you met him in person?
Yeah.
You got to meet him in person. And then if you haven't seen, which I hope you would have seen, he recorded a video for me and we posted it on our socials, didn't we?
In fact, I'm going to insert it here.
How you doing, Jess? Ricky Norwood here. I just want to send you loads and loads of love because I'm here with your beautiful best friend, and we're here at the Bricklayers in Tottenham Hotspur doing the damn thing. And I'm sorry to have missed you. I can't believe that you're not here. Why ain't you here? What are you doing? You should have come. We could have...
I mean, because she's married with two babies and she doesn't even like football. But, you know...
Well, then it's good. Stay at
but
home.
But she loves me and she loves you.
Well, then I know you was in limbo today, all right? I know you was in limbo about what to do, but I just wanted to send you love, and hopefully at some point in the future, we can jump on the old pod
he
and do the damn thing.
Can come on the podcast and talk about...
other things. Yes, we can talk about other things. She told me what you guys talk about, but we can talk about other things.
What do you mean? You're not a listener?
No, that's what I am. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
What
like,
do you mean
like,
you haven't listened to talk about
I heard you do... No, I... Jess sending you loads of love, all right?
Mwah. Do you think he would actually come on this podcast, Holly, or do you think he's just saying it to be nice?
I think he was genuinely serious and he followed our podcast account.
He followed it and he liked the video where I talked about the vibrator story.
Yeah, but do you know what? I did say to him after, he was like, yeah, we'll sort a date. I was like, Ricky, you are not our demographic, hun.
We ain't talking about Tottenham.
You are gonna cringe so hard when you hear the stuff that we speak about.
But I've already got a list of questions ready for him. I'll obviously send them to him first, pre-planned, because I don't want to throw him under the bus. But I do
just,
have a list.
He ain't
of questions.
Coming on this podcast, all right? He's not coming on this podcast, okay? But feel free to send him a DM if you want.
I am gonna DM him if you ain't gonna set this up. I'm going to DM him. Hey, Ricky, it's Jess, your good friend.
So should we talk about some celebrity gossip? We were thinking that we didn't know what we wanted to talk about this week because we were sort of like, well, nothing's really gone on in the world of celebrity news. But the gift that keeps on giving, Miss Sabrina Carpenter, who, can I just say, is the it girl of the moment.
I am obsessed with her at the moment.
I want her PR team. If I'm ever in a crisis, I want her PR team to...
I just want to be her. Her hair, her body, her face, her voice, her dance. She is just incredible.
Do you know what, though? She is the perfect example of creating an iconic brand. Because if you remember, she started out on the reboot of High School Musical. She was on there with Olivia Rodrigo. And if you remember, Olivia Rodrigo was the better singer.
Yeah.
And... she came out of that show, huge success, singing about her heartbreak for the guy that she was dating on the show, and Sabrina went off with him.
Olivia Rodrigo came out as like the it girl and like the girl of the moment in the better career, and I never had really even heard of Sabrina Carpenter. Like, I'd only heard of Olivia Rodrigo, and it's like done like a 180 now, hasn't it?
It has, and her brand is iconic, and I have to say, it's very rare in this day and age where a new female pop star emerges and they don't get lots of hate. But like, she is universally loved. Like, everyone loves her. Everyone is copying her
and
hair.
I don't think she's in the space like Olivia Rodrigo as well, where Olivia has a lot of a young fan base. So she's got to have a bit of like a good girl image, whereas Sabrina's like sings about sex and, you know, like...
Yeah.
She can be a bit like rude, and everyone calls her like a little Polly Pocket, don't they? Like,
yeah, well, they've smashed her brand, because now if someone dressed up as her for Halloween, you'd know who it was instantly.
She's
so they've
making
created
me
want to
get a fucking
look.
Fringe cut.
I was just thinking that that would look amazing. I know.
Do you remember when I had a fringe? Not that I actually quite liked it, but it was annoying when you want to put your hair up.
Yeah,
it's annoying.
It is. Yeah. So she's obviously with Barry Keoghan.
Oh my God. When I first seen that they were together, I didn't believe it. I thought he was her dad. Like, because he looks a lot older than he is, doesn't he? Like, I don't know what it is, but when there was things of them on the red carpet together, I thought it was like her dad taking her out. And then when someone said they were in a relationship, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, but I didn't realise she is actually like 25 or something.
Yeah, and she's just turned 25. And did you know that him, I had no idea until I read it, he was the guy from 13 Reasons Why, the weird photographer guy. The one who had the broomstick up his ass.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. Google that right now. Google it. What a glow up. You should see Holly's face right now.
It's rare that I'm wrong, okay? Yeah, he's had a glow up. He has.
Like, no one would have remembered him as that character. Like, what a difference. To think that someone who looked like him is now with Sabrina Carpenter, the guy from 13 Reasons Why, the photographer.
I know, and now he's been nominated for an Oscar when he was in The Banshees of... Inisherin, I can't remember. I'm so sorry if anyone's Irish and I'm butchering all this stuff. I'm really sorry.
He's had a glow up.
Do you think he's hot though? Because this is like a controversial subject.
No, I think
He's done that classic thing though, hasn't he? Where he was in a long term relationship with. He's also got a type, a gorgeous blonde girl. Were they married?
They were married, I think, with a baby.
Yeah, they've got a baby.
Oh, they might not have been married. I thought I read that he was going through a divorce.
But it was as soon as he hit the big time, it seemed that they weren't
and
together
now
anymore.
Who he's gone with. I'd be devastated if I was his
partner. I would be devastated.
Could you imagine?
Especially the lyrics in Espresso. And Espresso's on the radio constantly. Imagine getting in your car and hearing something like, "Too bad your ex don't do it for you." Like that.
I can't believe she hadn't had a bit of hate for that, because the woman had a baby when they split.
Well, yeah, and you know when she was doing her Coachella set, and she was like talking about drinking his bathwater or something, because of Saltburn reference. What did you think of Saltburn? Because that's obviously really launched him.
I haven't watched it. I put it on for 5 minutes, and I think TikTok's given me a really short attention span, because I put it on in 5 minutes, and I was like, don't watch Francis.
Right,
this
is your homework for this week, okay? Please watch it and then we can discuss.
Me and Ollie were going to watch it last night, but we didn't end up.
Do you know what as well? Next week we'll discuss it on the episode, and I will clip in to the edit videos of my mum's reaction to watching it, because it's hilarious. Yeah, I filmed her. It's hilarious. And it's definitely worth making a TikTok, but she sat there on the sofa in her dressing gown. She keeps slamming her hand into like a bag of popcorn or crisps, I can't remember. And she's like this. No way. No. And then like absolutely scoffing her face. And I'm just thinking she'll absolutely kill me if I put that on the internet.
Oh, please put it on TikTok. Sorry, Sam. Sorry, but I gotta see it. Do you know TikTok's so funny? Like I said to Mum, because me and Mum are going to Taylor Swift next week, aren't we?
Yeah.
Which I'm so fucking excited
for. I'm so jealous. I should have... When you offered to get the
tickets...
It's your fault.
It's my fault. It could have been you.
It could have been me. It should have been me. I'm such an idiot.
You were like, too cool for Taylor Swift. I'm too edgy. I'm too indie.
No, shut up. And I do regret it now, okay? And I will admit that. It looks amazing. And I actually listen to Taylor Swift quite a lot, so I don't know what I was on about.
Have you listened to her new album? It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
My boy only breaks his favourite toys.
Oh, beautiful. Was she in the room with us then? Speaking of Taylor Swift, though, that's what kind of launched Sabrina Carpenter, because Sabrina opened for her.
This is what I mean. She is the it girl. She opened for Taylor Swift and sang with her.
So talk me through your outfit, because everyone's doing this big thing at the moment where...
So this is what I was going to say. So I have gone very country vibes.
You're going for the era of the country.
Yeah, like the debut, it's called. Debut. So I've got like a white kind of... like milkmaid dress play suit kind of thing.
Yeah.
And my mum's bought us cowboy hats. So I've got a pink...
She's so cute.
I've got a pink cowboy hat. I've got cowboy boots and a little like pink belt to go in the middle of it. Aww. And I'm going to curl my hair. And I'm making my mum do a TikTok with me. And she's like, for fuck's sake. So it's like, I don't know if you've seen it. It's like the song. So it's like, you're in your normal clothes. And it's like, I don't know how it gets better than this. And we both hold hands. And then you go, fearless. And then like, go back in. I take my hand and go. And then when you come back in,
so transition
the frame,
to the outfit,
we're in our outfits. So I've said to Mum, we're going to do that. And she's like, oh, for God's sake, Jess. And I'm going to like do TikToks. I'm going to do a TikTok of like come to Taylor Swift Eras Tour with me and my mum, and I'm going to put the song over the top of it from the Fearless album, The Best Day, which is about your mum. So it's like, I'm 5 years old, it's getting cold outside. And it's all about, aww, like her singing about, because I used to listen to it when I was in school, when I used to get like picked on and have a really bad time in school from like some of the horrible girls and stuff. And I was like, I didn't want to go to school. I used to listen to that song all the time because it used to make me think of like my mum, and like, because that song's all about her getting picked on at school and her mum picking her up and taking her shopping and doing things like, aww, that. So yeah, so I'm gonna make a like cute TikTok of it.
And have you been making your friendship bracelets?
No, we ordered them off Amazon.
See, I would have made mine.
You would have done it. You're like artsy. I'm not artistic at all, and like, I don't have patience. And I,
so what's the thing? Everyone just swaps friendship bracelets with each other.
Yeah, it's just,
I love
thing.
That. It's so sweet. So is your mum gonna do it?
She was.
Oh, like, please film her doing it. Please film her doing it.
I will. And she don't understand. She's got a white dress as well, like a summer dress. And I was like, Mum, wear that, and we can be matching. She was like, no, I'll be well overdressed. I was like, Mum, you don't get it. People are going all out at this tour.
Well,
like,
I would have probably been one of those people.
What
that
would have you dressed as?
Decided to, I would have probably wore like a sequin leotard or something.
Or I would have gone for
Reputation.
I could see you as a rep girl.
Yeah, and I've actually got, when I went for Halloween, when I dressed up as Medusa last year, I've actually got a snake headband. I could have wore that.
Oh my God. That would have been so good.
But it's nice for you two to go and do that together, because you don't get to do much together.
No,
do you?
Exactly. So it's really nice. And we're going to go shopping the next day. And I've already hinted at her buying me a few bits in the shop.
Where are you going? Are you going to Cardiff?
No, we're going to Liverpool.
Oh. Are you? What day is it?
Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
I can't do. I was going to say, if it was next week, I'm off. I could have come across to Liverpool just from seeing you for a couple of drinks or something.
Yeah, you could have wore your outfit and just waited outside the stadium. Listen,
you know, like her last tour when people were like just singing outside the stadium. Yeah, let me
you
in.
Could have done that.
Let me in.
But yeah, so we're gonna go shopping in Liverpool the next day, and because I don't have any money at the minute, I pull on my mum's heartstrings, and I'm hoping she's gonna buy me a few bits like she
that was like my mum. Can I just say, when she came to London with me for that live podcast recording the other week, she swapped her day off so she could come. She like drove all, because I was obviously not feeling great, she drove all the way up to Manchester with me so I could drop my car back. She got the train with me to London, stayed in London with me, and she was eating up the attention. Everyone was like obsessed with her.
Aww.
And she even wore one of my Spurs tops, like,
did she?
And I actually
did
I
she
actually,
meet that, Fat Boy?
Yeah, she loved him.
Did she speak to him? Did she watch EastEnders?
Yeah, she used to watch EastEnders. Yeah.
Oh,
so, but yeah, she loved it, and it was just that it was so supportive, and I just thought, how many people would do that? Not many at all. Like, she just wanted to support me, and it was just so sweet.
She is the cutest, isn't she? She's so cute. I love Sammy.
So, have you been watching Love Island this season?
I am a bit behind, but I have caught, like, I am catching up. So there's already been some drama, but the main event was in the first episode, Joey Essex turning it up. I mean, he's what, 33 now?
I've got some strong opinions on this. I don't watch Love Island anymore because I actually find it to be quite boring. And I'm not saying that to be one of those people, because I used to love it. And not too long ago, I actually rewatched the first few seasons. When it was real people on it, like not people that already have that influencer look, it was so much better. And now it's
gone so
boring.
The first few seasons. Yeah, the first
it's gone
like,
so
three
boring
seasons
now.
Were so good.
And why has Joey Essex gone on it? Because he's been on he's already famous. He's been on every single reality celebrity show you can think of. Like, why is he now going on Love
why
Island?
Why not add clearly, Love Island to the list?
Clearly, all these girls are going to fawn over him. And I just think, why do that when Joey can, like, already have anyone he wants. It's just to increase the profile, and it's just not...
He's clearly not actually going to be interested in any just
no
normal girl from there,
no,
is he?
Exactly.
He might for a little bit. He'll get in a relationship. They'll have like 6 to 12 months of PR, and then it'll be
yeah,
over.
Yeah, I just find it so boring now. No one has any kind of personality. For me, the last series that had people with personality on it was the Molly Mae, Tommy Fury, yeah, Maura.
That was the best series. That was like so much happened in that series. Like, that was the best.
And
that one hasn't been topped
since then.
Yeah, it's been downhill. Some, you do get some funny moments, like a couple of years ago I sucked her tit or whatever. That was a good
yeah.
We've had some good moments,
although we know I don't like to talk about Tasha.
Oh yeah.
because oh, do you know what, I'm just gonna say it, who cares, he ain't gonna listen, because we don't have each other on social media anymore. My ex, not my nice ex that I was with for a long time, not to be confused, okay?
Yeah, because not Andy, we love Andy.
Not Andy, we love Andy. I'm the president of the Andy fan club. And Jess is
shout
the secretary.
Shout out to Andy.
Big up Andy. Not him, okay, because me and him are still best friends. The ex after that, who caused me a lot of trauma.
The one who cannot be named.
He who should not be named. He told me that he used to date Tasha from Love Island, and he did. Okay.
And
so
then
can you
as
imagine,
soon as Holly found that out, phew,
I was on the phone
good
to you. I was like, how am I going to compete with this? Blah, blah, blah. And I saw that he was still liking the occasional
yes
photo of her.
And she still
and
followed him, didn't
and
she?
She still followed him, yeah. I know she's with Andrew or whatever, but yeah, it wasn't great for my
she
self-confidence,
is,
I'll be honest. Imagine that.
I don't want to say it, but she is stunning as well, isn't she? She is, like, really, really naturally beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Jess.
But Holly, so are you. Okay, I've always said to you, you have the looks to be able to go on one of those shows. You are insecure about yourself, but big up Holly, because you are stunning. Everyone says it to me. I am the ugly friend.
Shut
that,
up.
Whenever we've been out together, let's be honest, you get the attention. I don't get any attention.
What, the one time we've been out together?
The one time we've been out together, not one person looked at me.
Remember that night when I was like, newly single, and
it was a bit of a tragic night.
It was a tragic night because I was like, I need to have a snog with someone tonight, and it just didn't
all you
happen
wanted to do was have a snog. And I didn't realize how hard it is for a woman to get a snog on a night out, because
it's
it was
not
happening
that hard for me. I was
but you
were like...
also really picky. You are quite picky. Like, there you could have definitely got a snog, because there was this one group of lads that were like following us, and you were like kind of flying, but then you like got shitty with him over something because he didn't offer to buy you a drink or something, and then that got shit all over. So like, you didn't help yourself.
No.
And then like, there was one other lad who you were like speaking to.
You hated him.
He was drugged up, completely out of it, with dirty shoes on and a cap, and you were like, oh, but he's really fit. And I was looking at him like, all these blokes out right now, and you're chasing.
I was clearly having an existential crisis at the time. Okay, I was post breakup, and I did not know what I was doing. But yeah,
you did not, because that was tragic.
Speaking of, I know we mentioned it in a previous episode, but I'm so excited for our weekend in London, because we just don't spend time together, and
I am so excited. I want us to make a proper itinerary.
Yeah,
like, I want us to go to the best place for like dinner, for drinks. Like, I want us to go to like the hottest places. I don't want us to go to like a Wetherspoons around the corner.
We're not going to Wetherspoons, Jess. We're going to make the most of it, for sure.
I want us to go to like a rooftop club. Like, oh yeah, I need to
me
plan
and
my
you
outfits.
Me and you say that, we'll go out for a bit, we'll be back at the hotel with a Domino's and order a Domino's to the hotel.
We'll go out for one drink.
Should we just put a film on?
I know, I don't know why I'm saying all this, because I hate going out. Yeah. I'd rather go to the cinema with a pick and mix and go back to the room.
Imagine that. We go there all the way to London just to go to View Cinema and get a Domino's in the hotel.
It sounds about right.
Right, I think that's it then for this week's episode.
Yes. We haven't even like gone through a funny story or questions. We've just chatted shit the whole time.
It's because we've had lots to catch up on.
Because we missed a week. thank you everyone for tuning back in and listening. Hope you enjoyed. Now don't forget to follow us on our social media, Two Kids That Are Best Friend. We've got Instagram and TikToks coming out. And please, please send us your confessions.
Send us your confessions to twokidsandabestfriend@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.